Bongani Masuku is Director in Employment Law at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. I mean, technically, Bongani, just help me out here, you're not guilty of a crime until you've been found guilty in court, right?
Good evening, Bruce, and good evening to the listeners. I'm sorry, can I ask you to give the question back to me, Bruce?
You assume that I'll remember, Bongani. Now, the question was, you are not guilty of any offence until you've been found guilty in a court of law. That's how we operate in South Africa, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. From a criminal point of view, that's absolutely true. But not so much from an employment law point of view, Bruce.
Okay, now explain that, please, because there I am watching television and I see a colleague running amok and trying to, I don't know, fit a big screen TV into the back of a Toyota Corolla, not doing it particularly well, for example. And I think, hold on a second, I know that guy. What's the consequence?
So the consequences could be dire for that employee, Bruce. That is something that labor lawyers in South Africa like to refer to as off-duty misconduct. And off-duty misconduct is a concept and a principle that is well established in our labor law in South Africa and has been so for a number of years now. We've seen a number of examples, for example, relating to people being dismissed for posting something on Facebook that was offensive or saying something offensive against the company that they work for. We've seen the other more close to home example of Dikoba versus Sun International, Sun City, where that person had been an employee of the casino and had utilized an employer issued a voucher to purchase alcohol for himself at the bar and a guest when he was off duty, and that person was cited for misconduct. So while ordinarily, as a general rule, you may not act against an employee in relation to stuff that they do at home or while they're off duty, that's only the general rule. The exception to that rule is very well and very thriving in our law, and that is off-duty misconduct is very much disciplinable and very much dismissible. So in those circumstances where people are caught on camera, like Mr. Dikoba was in the Sun City case, they may be called before a disciplinary inquiry, and that is even before or doesn't necessarily have to wait for them to be convicted in a criminal court for any kind of crime.
I get the Facebook post thing because, you know, unless you can convince, because as we know, people go, well, I was hacked, and that becomes the first offence. I get the idea of being offensive to the company because that directly impacts the company. My Facebook post can directly impact the reputation of the company. My going onto business premises and using company resources, as in the Sun City case, is also very specifically something that relates to my abusing company resources. However, none of those talks to my behavior elsewhere. I mean, I kind of would think that my time is my time outside of office space. And what I get up to is, frankly, none of my employer's business. It only becomes my employer's business and potentially brings the company into disrepute if I am identified as being linked to the company doing something wrong, surely.
Yeah, I agree with that, but that is only the first part of the principle. The other part of the principle, of course, is that where an employer an employer can establish a link between what you do and the employment relationship, and I think the issue of bringing the company's name into disrepute is going to play quite a big role in the cases that we'll see coming into the CMA and employment councils on this particular issue. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to damage the company directly, but where a link can be established between what the person does off duty and the very important trust relationship on which the employment relationship is rooted, then sufficient cause exists for the employer to go after the employee for discipline if there is evidence that what they did off duty constitutes misconduct or is a misalignment with the values and the corporate culture and the code of ethics and business conduct that the employer subscribes to.
So I mean, a case in point here, I mean, a real case, Kawe Sithole, the Ubuntu Wealth chief executive, suspended by his company after he was accused of looting, released on bail after being arrested. He was the CEO, he is the CEO, he is the founder of Ubuntu Wealth Management. He was found in a roadblock with a washing machine, a bar stool, alcohol, a bicycle, briar accessories, all sorts of things inside his Jeep Wrangler, this Hilton College old boy. You know, so a privileged kid, using his privileged vehicle to go and capitalize, allegedly, on the looting opportunity. His company said, you know, this is not us. His old school is saying, this is not us. His old boys association is saying, this is not us. We're going to suspend you. This is a case in point, precisely to your point about what you do off campus can count against you at work.
Absolutely. As long as it's a misalignment with the values that the company subscribes to, with the kind of company subscribes to, and if it also, in the public eye, brings the company name into disrepute and or comes to the attention of people who report it back to the company, and as you made the first example, if there is something that identifies the company in the person committing the acts of looting, etc., then that person would be liable to be called for a disciplinary inquiry for what we call off-duty misconduct, absolutely.
Bongani Masuku, thank you. Bongani is Director in Employment Law at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr.